You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm looking at this story that popped up the other day talking about your coworkers and what they do that drives you absolutely nuts and absolutely insane. And I feel really bad because I'm scrolling down. It's like a top 10 list thing. And look at number 4. Asking questions or talking while in the bathroom. And guess who does that? This guy. And I feel like my coworkers hate me because if I walk into, I just generally use the urinal here at work. I save the other for at home. But if I walk in and I notice somebody is in a stall, I just go, "Hey, who's in there? Who's in there?" And they are like reluctantly like, "Hey, it's Bob." I'm like, "Bob, what are you doing?" And I stand there at the urinal and I carry on a conversation and make it super weird with whoever's in the stall. And I love every second of it because I just know how awkward it is. And then I wash my hands and get out of there. And I know that they're just sitting there going, "Damn him. I hate him. He's so annoying." Mm-hmm. But this list is super long, Dom, about all the other things that drive people nuts at work. Did you happen to take a look at it? Did you glance at it?
I glanced over it. I saw.
Do you fall into any
of
these?
The one that I didn't see on here, but I'm wondering if it's listed. We used to have, she was like a business manager / HR person. This goes back many years, but she used to drive a bunch of us crazy. We refer to her as the sire.
Oh.
This is, I think, before you started the station, I think. But she would walk into, let's say you're in the kitchen making my tea or whatever.
Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah.
And okay. She would come quietly walking in because she was a quiet walker too and everything. And all you would hear is this.
You jump and look. Oh, Kathy's here. Yeah.
Or if she would be standing there just doing something at the copy machine and you walk up and she would stand there for a second and go,
"Oh, those people." And then they just want you to be like, "What's the matter?"
Everything was a sigh every day.
Another day. Okay, Eeyore.
Race.
And it bugs those people even more when you don't ask them what's wrong. Because I think we all know the sires, and they're just fishing for you to be like, "What's the matter? What's going on?" I just ignore them.
Now, I did see on the list taking their shoes off at work.
We've had a few of those.
I have done that occasionally, but it's really rare. In all the years, maybe 2 times I took my shoes off. I was just walking around in my socks.
Yeah, but we're here early. Sometimes we got to get comfy.
Using speakerphone for personal calls. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, we also had that person. They would walk around the whole radio station holding their phone up on speaker with whatever kind. It would either be a client or their
family or whatever.
Or
something,
a doctor. Anything.
It's like they want you to hear what's going on, you know?
And everybody at the station had to be in the loop with everything that was going on in their life.
Yeah. Gosh. I would imagine that one gets super annoying if you work in like a cube farm. If you're in a cubicle and whoever's around you is always on speakerphone, you're just kind of enough.
You know, here's something that popped into my head. It's real easy for all of us. We're going to open up the phones on this. It's very easy for all of us to talk about the sire, the speakerphone person, Jeremy making conversations at the bathroom.
Yep.
But the other side of that is, have you ever stopped and wondered what you're doing that might be driving other people crazy?
Right. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think we ever
way.
Stop and think about it, but we've all, you know, if we can point to everyone at the office and there's something they do that drives you crazy, you can't be exempt from that.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, you've got to look at the mirror and say, "What do I do?"
It's like, oh, people crap, hate. What am I doing? That's
so
like,
are we going to, let's throw open the lines. I mean, we can go either way on this then. What do you think you do that annoys everybody? Or if you just want to vent about, you know, the loud breather next to you that you can't stand or the sire in your office.
Let's do more of that.
I want to hear about the jack wagons at your work that you're sick of. Can I read a quick one from Javier? It's just so funny. Well played, Javier. His post says, "Oh, my coworker always complains about every little thing. He takes too many breaks and he's always silently farting. Oh, by the way, I'm self-employed and I work at home alone."
Ah!
Javier!
Well played!
You big goof!
To the phones. Here's Jessica. Jessica, good morning. We're so glad you called.
Good morning. How are you boys this morning?
It's a really, really good day.
We hope we're not the annoying ones.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
What do you got for us, Jessica? Who's the annoying coworker?
So I have a coworker who will stand outside the bathroom and wait for you to have a conversation, no matter how long you are in there.
No.
I can self-reflect, and I also know that I am the coworker who will FaceTime with my baby multiple times a day.
No.
Really?
Are you a mommy misses you? Mommy loves you. And your coworkers are like, oh, for God's sakes.
You can't go into a conference room and close the door to do that, Jessica? Really?
I mean, that's no fun.
You got to let everyone know that you love your baby.
Exactly. I want to give you some big bonus points for outing yourself like that.
That's absolutely.
That's really big of you to do. So.
But honestly, that other coworker, though, that waits outside the bathroom, that's just weird.
She's a lovely lady, don't get me wrong, but yeah, it can be a little
but still
sometimes.
She's got her ear up against the door. Are you done yet?
That would be funny if she cracked the door open and yelled in, "Are you almost done? Are you almost done?"
I would have so Jessica? Much I would have so much fun with her. Like, I'd be in the bathroom going, "Oh."
Try it, Jessica.
Oh, it hurts.
One day.
Thank you for this
You're
call,
the best.
Jess.
Thanks for making us laugh.
Thank
Have a
you,
fun
guys.
Day.
See you later.
Appreciate you so much.
Got another one from Katrina on Facebook. She says, I have a guy in the cube next to me that whistles, and he whistles, and he whistles all day long. It's nonstop whistling. I've asked to be moved, but my boss says I have to wait until somebody quits or gets fired before I can move because we are out of space. That
well,
sucks.
Piggybacking onto that, yeah. Carly doesn't have a whistler. She says, I have a coworker who hums.
No!
Doesn't sing, hums. She's even been asked to stop by the boss, but I don't think she's even aware she does it. It's like torture. And then Elle, she goes, the person next to me can't talk about anything except the weather. Ugh. Every single day.
They got nothing
she puts
else.
A period after each one. It's the weather. How you liking the snow? Whoa, it really rained a lot last night, didn't? Woo, it started getting hot soon. Are you ready for it?
Did you see the weather this weekend? My God. I have two more if you want to hear them really quick. We've
Please.
Got the hum, the whistle, and now a sniffle. Jay Lynn says, I have a coworker that must have some sort of nostril problem because they are constantly sniffling. Once you hear it, you latch onto it, and that's all you hear.
Yes.
And finally,
that is so true.
Kathy says, I have a guy in my office that's always sneaking off and talking on his cell phone, and it scares me. She says, I'll go into an empty office to do some work, and he's down sitting in the corner on the phone. Ha ha! You walk in on him. She says, we've actually caught him underneath the receptionist desk on his phone when the receptionist was out. It's the weirdest thing. What's up with sneaky cell phone guy?
Hiding under
Making
the receptionist
drug
desk?
Drug deals or something?